This is VOA News. Live from Oakland, I'm Jim Bertel.
As the coronavirus continues its march around the world, the numbers are sobering. More than 291,000 people are dead, while over 4.2 million people globally have been infected. The United States continues to be the country hardest hit, with Johns Hopkins University reporting the death toll has topped 82,000. The U.S. government's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is offering a blunt warning of what he calls really serious consequences if state and local officials lift stay-at-home orders too quickly. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Circumstances. When you pull back on mitigation, you will see some cases appear.
And if communities rush into it without following federal guidelines and being ready to handle cases.
My concern is that we will start to see little spikes that might turn into outbreaks.
Leading to avoidable death and suffering. Fauci testified to a Senate panel remotely while under self-quarantine, even as President Trump pushes states to restart their economies. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
South Korean health authorities say they have no immediate plans to reinstate strict social distancing rules despite a fresh coronavirus outbreak in the capital of Seoul. Officials have scrambled to trace and test thousands of people over the past week after a cluster of new infections linked to nightclubs and bars raised fears of a second outbreak. The lifting of lockdowns is gathering pace across Europe, with France beginning to reopen primary schools and nurseries. Russia is easing lockdown rules even as infections surged past 232,000. For more on coronavirus, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Israel for a one-day visit. He will meet Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his designated coalition partner Benny Gantz. Pompeo says the talks will focus on the virus pandemic and regional tensions with Iran. South Korea's LG Chem is sending a delegation to India to investigate the cause of a toxic gas leak at its chemical plant. The leak killed 11 people and forced 800 into the hospital. President Trump's year-long refusal to release his records, his tax records, is now in the hands of the U.S. Supreme Court. On Tuesday, justices weighed whether Congress and local prosecutors have the authority to investigate a sitting president. The justices heard oral arguments in two high-profile cases involving subpoenas for Mr. Trump's tax and other financial records issued by three House of Representatives committees and New York City's top prosecutor to Trump's accounting firm and banks. The president has refused to make his taxes public, but federal courts in New York and Washington ruled against him last year, prompting Trump's lawyers to appeal the decisions to the Supreme Court. A federal judge says he will not immediately rule on the Justice Department's decision to dismiss its criminal case against former Trump administration National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, saying he will instead let outside individuals and groups weigh in with their opinions. The move suggests U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan is not inclined to automatically rubber stamp the department's plan to dismiss the Flynn prosecution. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has condemned a military attack on a maternity ward in Kabul, Afghanistan. Two babies and 12 mothers and nurses were killed when several gunmen stormed the hospital on Tuesday morning. Meanwhile, in the eastern province of Nangarhar, a bombing at a funeral killed at least 26 people. An Ethiopian anti-aircraft missile brought down the Kenyan plane that crashed in the Somali town of Bartolay last week, killing 6 people on board. The news comes from multiple sources who spoke to VOA's Somali language service. Ethiopian forces are stationed in Bartolay to help other Somali counterparts regain control of the town, once controlled by militant group Al-Shabaab. The CEO of aircraft maker Boeing is predicting a bumpy future for the airline industry, predicting a major carrier will not survive as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.